Hello, everyone. I'm Bob Labriola. He's Tunch Ilkin of the Steelers Radio Network, and you are watching Chalk Talk, powered by Constellation, the show with the motto,
The eye in the sky does not lie.
I'll tell you what, Tunch, maybe the eye in the sky has some answers what happened against the San Diego Chargers yesterday. I have none, so let's get right to it. The Chargers converted 12 of 22 on third downs against the Steelers after coming into the game having converted only 10 of their previous 43. They did it in a variety of ways, but this was a kind of consistent model here. First quarter, 3rd and 8 from the San Diego 45 with 6:05 left in the first quarter.
You know, Bob, Michael Spurlock was a star. Now, as you watch what these guys like to do, look, the Steelers came up, and one of the things that they've been very, very good in is playing press coverage. So you got press up here, you got press up here. Here's Cortez Allen. Michael Spurlock's the slot receiver, and they did a lot of this. What they'll do is they'll run off with Denario Alexander down the field. That's Curtis Brown working on him. And in the slot is Cortez Allen. Now, what you're going to see out of Spurlock is he's going to attack the outside hip of Cortez Allen, and he's going to drive him just a little bit to the inside, and then he's going to go and run an out cut, and watch how quickly that Phillip Rivers gets rid of the ball. At the snap of the ball, we're going to go and watch right here the push-off that you're going to see from Spurlock, and that's what gets him free for the first down. We're going to take a look at the end zone version only to see this protection. Now, look, this is what the Steelers have done. They've decided that they were going to go after the left tackle, Pat Haslin, who is a backup, and he's more comfortable at the right side. And you've got a new left guard in there, Rex Hadnott. So these guys, what they're doing is they're not stupid. When Phillip Rivers came up there, he told these guys, us three are going to take these three. And now there are also Lawrence Timm is up here. Now when he goes upfield, they're all going to slide here, and these guys are going to do a great job of walling out the twist that the Steelers, three best pass rushers, are going to run on this play. And he just does a great job, number 17, getting rid of the ball very, very quickly. And let's go ahead and see it at the play. Right now, all those guys are looking out. Great job picking up that twist. Right now, they've got all four of the Steelers guys covered. But here's the key. Although Brett Kiesel looks like he's got the right guard up in his face, Phillip Rivers gets rid of this ball very quick. He did that all day long.
We just saw the Chargers convert a third down close to the stick.
Right.
But they also converted third downs by going down the field. 3rd and 1 from the Steelers' 39-yard line in the second quarter.
You know, Labs, one of the things about most of the stuff that the Steelers secondary had seen the last 2 weeks with Phillip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers and early in this game was all the quick stuff, all the three-step drops. They knew that this offensive line was patchwork, so they knew that Rivers was going to try to get rid of the ball. Now, one of the things that you love in your young corners in Curtis Brown is that he's very, very aggressive. He's going to try to make plays. But as you watch Denario Alexander, he's going to run, and at this point what he's going to do is he's going to take a little stutter step, and then you're going to see Phillip Rivers is going to pump, and when he does that, watch the way Curtis Brown jumps the route. He's trying to jump it and come up with an interception, and then he runs that, what we call a stop and go, or a hitch and go. And we used to have a saying when that happened, and that was Katie bar the door. At the snap of the ball, Rivers calls for it. Right now, Curtis Brown jumped it, and this is too late. He's already got a hold of him right here, but it is too late. That ball is sailing past him, and that's what you call like stealing candy from a kid.
So the Chargers convert third downs by going at the sticks. They convert third downs by going deep down the field.
Right.
And they can convert a 3rd and long by running it right up the gut, too.
This is 3rd and 13. And if there was any one of these plays that made you sick, this is the one. Now, the Steelers are trying to take advantage. When you have guys that aren't used to playing next to one another, you want to run twists at them. And that's what the Steelers are going to do right here. You're going to have what we call a Mo cross right here, because here is Larry Foote. James Harrison's going to go inside. Foote's going to come around. You're going to have a Tom game over here, which means that Ziggy Hood is going to come inside, and Brett Kiesel is going to loop around. And Lawrence Timmons is going to come out here because he's in a hug-up with Antonio Gates. And on the snap of the ball, what you're going to see the San Diego Chargers do, they're going to run 34 trap. and you're going to see a double team right here by Reggie Wells and the right guard. And Reggie Wells is going to come off and end up taking the loop guy, which is Brett Kiesel. The left guard, Rex Hadnott, is going to come all the way around, and he's going to lead up on Lawrence Timmons, and there's going to be a giant a lane here. There's going to be a giant hole. Let's go ahead and take a look at how it works. Snap the ball right now. That's beautiful. Great double team. If you're an offensive line, if you're the offensive line coach for these guys, you love this double team because they have sealed this off. This is a nice trap by the left guard Rex Hadnott. He's got his head into the middle, and there's a huge gap there, and Ronnie Brown just finds it, and he is off to the races. Now, someone's got to make a play, but because they have the twist on the backside, this is all sealed off. These guys have kind of taken themselves out of play. Ziggy Hood came this way, foot's on the outside. James Harrison is getting sealed off, and there's a nice hole there, and you've got Ronnie Brown, who is off to the races and just does a great job. Two tackles are missed at the end there, and that's a first down.
The Chargers dominated this game pretty much from start to finish. However, that does not mean that the Steelers didn't make any plays at all. Ben Roethlisberger's return after missing three games with that shoulder rib injury still can make plays down the field.
You know, Labs, what makes you, and I'm not going to show you the pass. The pass was a beauty, but everybody's seen that 1,000 times already in the highlights. So what I want to highlight here is the Steelers have a rip call. And what a rip call means is Heath Miller is staying in. You've got Kelvin Beachum here and Ramon Foster. And these three are blocking these three. Now, Larry English, who's the outside linebacker, he is going to take the edge on Heath Miller. And this guy's a really good pass rusher. And so when he takes the edge on Heath Miller, it's going to cause Ben to have to step up in the pocket. And he does not only does he do a great job of throwing it downfield to Mike Wallace, but he does a great job of just avoiding the sack. And at the snap of the ball, we'll see, you'll see exactly what I mean. Great protection right here, except this. Watch him come here. Now, right at the – see how he's got a hold of Ben's arm. Now, Ben is going to step up and throw it off 1 foot, and that's off 1 foot and six, right beyond Quentin Jammer.
Tunch, if you want to ask a Steelers fan who was at the game, what was the worst part of it?
Yeah.
Some might say that run that we just diagrammed. Some might say the stop and go long pass. Some might say that 9 minute and 32 second drive to open the second half. I don't know. This one is it for me. Fourth and two from the San Diego 28. Punt formation from the Chargers, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to punt.
Now Labs, listen, very rare. Who fake punts from their own 28? And so what they end up doing is, look, what the Steelers have is they call it a man right return. And so that means that Steven Sylvester, he's got the wing back. You've got David Paulson's got this guy. Will Johnson's going to block this guy. You have this guy on here. And then on this backside, Brandon Johnson is going to take the tackle. So right now, these guys are going to engage the guy that they're supposed to block. This is what you do. You come off the ball, you headbutt him, you hold on to him, and you run with him downfield. But when you do that, you also have to take a look to see if the ball is actually snapped. Now, it's a direct snap to Eric Weddle. He's going to take it and move exactly to his left and come out. Now, the key block is going to be him. He jumps outside and hooks Stevenson Sylvester, and then Weddle is off to the races. Let's take a look at it. All he's got to get is 2 yards. It does a great job of getting outside and just beyond going as well and for a first down. That play was huge.
And there you have it, Tunch. A fourth loss for the Steelers against a sub-500 team. The San Diego Chargers traveled three time zones for what was in their bodies, a 10 a.m. kickoff, a team that had not beaten anybody except the Kansas City Chiefs since September the 16th, comes to Heinz Field and lays a whooping on the Steelers. That'll do it for this edition of Chalk Talk powered by Constellation. For Tunch Ilkin, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for watching. We will see you here next Monday exclusively on Steelers.com, hopefully with a little bit better news.